The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord,
the apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like a sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Scattering, and that great promise, I myself will gather. I myself will gather. Saint Mark takes us into that gathering. Jesus gathering the apostles. Apostles gathered with Jesus. A vast crowd of people gathered around Jesus. A prefiguration of this 2024 July 21st gathering of this morning for us. A prefiguration of the gathering. And the amazement Saint Paul feels about the gathering with Jesus. The world crumbles down. Those who are far off are brought closer to Jesus through the shedding of his blood from the cross. The fruits of his sacrifice. Let us get back to St. Mark. A brief passage compresses everything about Jesus Christ. The fulfillment of the promise from Jeremiah, I myself will gather. Jesus already gathered 12 apostles. Last Sunday reading, they were sent with a mission to proclaim Jesus' name. They were given the power and authority to heal, to cast out demons. Now, these six pairs, they went two by two. And now they are back. The excitement. They have so much to share. What happened? But they are also exhausted. Excitement and exhaustion. Jesus sees the exhaustion, how fatigued his people. They have no time even to eat. Jesus tells them, "Let us go. Let's go for rest. Let's go for rest. Let's go into the other side, to a deserted place." Let's go for rest. Rest is part of human experience. experience. God willed that the human beings, after their labor, has to rest. A day to rest. A time to rest. A time to sleep. A time to relax. This is a time to rest. Many times we get confused with the rest. After 16 hours of work, we think about falling, crashing into the bed as our rest. Or becoming zombies watching and surfing through the internet or watching TV 16 hours. We think that is the rest. The rest is experiencing what you call the perfection of that joy. The joy, the goodness, the enjoyment of what makes a human being perfect. That is finding God. That is the perfect rest, the source of all the goodness, the beginning of our existence, the end of our story, to find time, to see the goodness of God, to find time to rest, to be with God, to find rest with God, to see God as the highest point of our existence. So what matters, what is important, that is what leads us to that rest. Here, Jesus with a group of redeemed apostles crossing over this Sea of Tiberias. But listen, groups of rest to us interrupted. What did they get? They got a boat ride. That's all. The end of the boat ride, when they landed on the other side, there is a sea, people, vast crowd of people. It's a touching scene. Men, women, children running. They are like a sheep without shepherd. Jesus sees this vast crowd. Three actions. Jesus sees them. Jesus sees each one of them gathered there. And we are told for Jesus, once Jesus saw, he was moved with pity. Moved with pity. Our English word does not pick up what exactly happened at the movement of Jesus. It is not just a sympathy. It is not a kind of a compassion. It is a kind of a movement from Jesus' visceral, his bowels moved. He was shuddering. He was shaking. He sees this crowd, the crowd laying the pain, the sheep. They are bloody. The sheep almost lying down there. To die, to that sheep, seeing that sheep, he was moved with pity. That is the only word we could get in English. But it is a movement of divine compassion. I, myself, will gather them. And then Jesus gets into the action. He begins to teach them. Begins to teach them. Teach them about their story. These people, the vast crowd wants to find rest in Jesus. And they find the rest. Jesus' words, his words, divine word becomes the rest for these people. They are resting with God. This
teaching continues so well when they were, that teaching was interrupted by the apostle. They said that it will be the next passage from what happened from that teaching. The disciples will interrupt that teaching. They will say, they themselves are hungry. And they will say, these people are in a desert place. They have nothing to eat. Let them go. And what Jesus will say to them, you feed them. That is going to happen the next section of the gospel. And we are going to liturgically ahead for the next 5 weeks, we will use this scene, the gathering. I myself will gather. Jesus gathering this vast crowd, teaching and then feeding. Nourishment comes. Next 5 weeks, the church in its wisdom will skip that scene from Mark and will go back to chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel. Next 5 weeks dedicated to what happened in that scene. Jesus saw the crowd. Jesus becomes a good shepherd. He is going to feed them with his own word and also with nourishment. Jesus did not say, let us have the party first. No. And then we will talk. No. Jesus used his words to heal them. And then, with the help of those apostles, he will multiply the loaves. That multiplication of the loaves is very important in Jesus' ministry. St. John will use chapter 6 completely dedicated to this multiplication. So next 5 weeks, a preview of this bread of life. And we will depend on the wisdom, the knowledge Deacon Henry can share with us from the St. John's Gospel. Bread of life discourse. Bread of life discourse. I myself will die. This is what happening each Sunday. We are part of that same story. 2,000 years ago, in that seashore of Tiberias, a vast crowd gathered. They were fed with Jesus' words and also feeding and nourishing them with the multiplication of loaves. We are here this morning. Just think about the amazement what St. Paul expresses. Here we find Christ as shadow, the peace. Here we find Christ giving us rest. From the brokenness, the pain, each one of us carry. The exhaustion, we experience all the weight of our labor. The pain, the labor, we bring it to the altar. We bring to the altar. And we come closer to the word of Christ. The amazement of his body and blood to nourish us. So that we become shepherds. We are all shepherds through the gift of our baptism. Through the gift of baptism, we celebrate the priesthood of Christ, the prophetic role of Christ, the kingship of Christ. And remember how Padre Pio, some of you may remember some of his letters. In March 1913, Padre Pio had a vision of Jesus. And he put that vision as a letter sent to his superior. The vision of Jesus in distress. The vision of Jesus with agony. Padre Pio sees a crowd of priests. Some of them offering mass, some others are vesting, some others are resting. And Jesus looks at them with agony. And then Jesus says to Padre Pio, Padre Pio describes two drops of tears coming out of Jesus. And Jesus talks to my son, my agony was not for 3 hours. My agony continues. When I see the indifference, when I see the indifference, the agony will continue. The shepherding has to continue. The nourishment has to continue. But there is so much of hateful, indifference, the poison of our age. We are Lord in the sea, what Jesus saw. We see so much. We see so much every day, loaded with information. Everything at the tip, we see not only in the earlier years, everybody sees only the problems of the family. Now we see everything, everywhere, every community, the world, the country, everything. We are loaded with the sea. And we see the problems, the pain, the suffering, everywhere, every day it comes. And then we can be indifferent. The agony of this world continues. The mystery of Jesus, his presence, the shalom, the peace, has to continue through his disciples. I myself will gather. Sunday after Sunday, we are gathering. We see one another. The differences are all kind of crumbled down here. We are young and old, healthy and sick, but we all are the same. We all need rest. We need the shepherd. We need to be brought together. Closer to the breaking of the word and breaking of the word bread. And then to be sent out, to be the shepherds. And Jesus sees us. And Jesus told the Father and me, you cannot see when I am in. We have to become who we are. We have to become what we have seen. The sacrament of unity. The sacrament of healing. Next to 5 seconds. Let us pray that we can continue to be inspired by God's gift of the Eucharist. As we are here today, over thousands and thousands of Catholics are gathered. That is, today is the concluding day of what we call a Congress dedicated to the Eucharist. National Eucharistic Congress. Where is it happening? Indianapolis. Why Indianapolis? Don't ask me. The bishop chose it.
Seems to be they are thinking that Indianapolis is the center of our country. Gathering in procession for the last several weeks and months, the Eucharistic procession coming from all over in procession. And from Indianapolis, a new understanding going out. The Eucharist becomes a source and summit of our faith, our hope, our charity. May the Eucharistic Lord bless all of us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.